Channel 7 Sunday night. Geez, they've started a million miles an hour this year. Had some really big shows. Mm. Of course, the Simon Catani murder.
In Excess.
They did that, The In Excess, which was very good. And last night, the exclusive with Mercedes Corby. Wasn't Chappelle Corby. It was Mercedes Corby talking about everything about her sister Chappelle. Had the inside of, you know, her meeting, seeing the family for the first time.
The footage of that was fantastic. Very emotional stuff.
And, of course, last night, let's have a listen to Mercedes Corby talking about the mental state of Chappelle.
I was allowed inside her room and I would bathe her. For months, we had to hand feed her and I'd have to stick a medicine with my finger down her throat, hold a straw to her mouth so she could drink. She couldn't speak. They'd have to, like, carry her. She was like a zombie walking to and from her room if they did bring her out to the visit to us in a private room, because they didn't want anybody seeing the state she was in. It was hard. Really hard.
And on the line, we've got the executive producer of Sunday Night, Mark Llewellyn. G'day, Mark. How you doing?
Hi, guys. Good.
Yeah, hey, Mark, it's been a big start to the year for Sunday Night. Been a lot of controversy around the Chappelle Corby situation. I mean, you guys, of course, were raided by the Australian Federal Police, wondering if
they'd been... Yeah, that's always fun.
Mm. Yeah, that's a lot of fun, I imagine. Mark, to get the access you did last night, no money's changed hands.
Yeah.
Has there anything been done? I mean, are you guys footing the bill for the hotel? Anything like that?
Yeah. We pay for the hotel, pay for the security. When that was also for our people, but part of the reason we got this deal, to be honest, is a bit of old-fashioned thing. I went up and met with Mercedes and got to know her. She got to know me. And our discussions were pretty much along the lines of, how do we make this story happen? The surprising thing, because a lot of people think you go up there and they want you to do a soft story, was that the first thing that she said and the first thing that I wanted is that no question is off limits.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I just want a story out there that is credible. And from there we went. So when she was released from jail in those chaotic and crazy, I mean insane circumstances, one of the things I said we'd do is we'd make sure that we looked after their security and have a place to stay until it quietened down, and that was pretty much what we did. But other than that, they wanted to do it because we got to trust each other.
Yeah, nice, like you said, good old-fashioned stuff. Now, what are the odds? Because you are kicking goals, mate, at the moment. It was nice to see Mercedes last night, but, of course, it's not what we ultimately want. We want to see Chappelle. Are we going to see that interview next week, this year, next year? What are your thoughts?
I hope it'll be sooner rather than later, but I couldn't give you an answer. We thought we had it last week, and then the Indos said, no, she can't do an interview. But I suspect ultimately they will say yes. I would hope so. Others on, you know, the Bali bombers are able to speak. Others have been able to speak in the past. I think, in part, to be honest, it's a lot of my other mates in the media have stirred up a lot of interest and controversy in Indonesia, and I just didn't feel it was the time. Once that sort of dies down and the tension is focused elsewhere, there's still a great interview to be done here. I just couldn't give you an exact date.
Okay. Mark, you mentioned you went up to see Mercedes. Did you get a sense from her that she had a bit of a grudge against maybe Channel 9 for the telemovie?
I will say it's probably not on high rotation in the Corby household.
Mm. what about the Balinesians? What's the perspective from the locals about Chappelle in particular?
I think in some respects they're kind of amused by all the attention, by having so many Aussie journos up there and the chaotic scenes that you see. Others. They just don't like the drugs trade, so there's a fair amount of negativity about that. And others, I think they feel that she's probably done her time, served her time, and needs a bit of a break.
Mark, you spent, as you said, a fair bit of time with the Corby family, in particular Mercedes, and Mercedes continued last night to say that she believes it could have been baggage handlers. Do you think Chappelle's innocent?
Do I think Chappelle's innocent? I'm pretty much like everybody else on this. I'm not so sure, because there's a lot of people that think she's dead set guilty. From the very day, and I was way over at the 60 Minutes, running 60 Minutes years ago, back when it was good, And we got the first interview with Chappelle, and I've always found it just too weird for words. Why would anyone want to put that much dope in a boogie bag going to Indonesia? And I do know that there were baggage handlers corrupt at the time. But by the same token, nothing surprises me about Australians entering other countries and trying to import drugs. Yeah. So if you want my honest answer, I'm a bit mixed up on this one. But listening to Mercedes, I defy anyone not to be convinced by her passion and her belief. And that's actually had something of an influence on me.
Of course.
So, you know, to be honest, I'd love to hear Chappelle answer the questions that Mercedes and Chappelle in conversation to Mike Willis here have said she will answer.
Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing that, and of course we'll see it on Sunday night at some stage. Mark, thanks so much for your time this morning, and congratulations on what you're doing so far this year. It's been great.
Oh, beauty. Thanks, guys.